Chazal zeichen nicht, was abach ich jetzt geschlagen, wenn wir Yehuda im Sechert des Sukkot darf nun Dalet. The Mishnah said, Erev Shabbos, we're taking a chag of a chulu. In fact, the Mishnah didn't take into account the blowing that was done when the Kehanim reached the 10th step. Mar says, the Tana of the previous Mishnah who says that they blew on the 10th step will hold that they did not blow when the Arovas were placed by the Mizbech. The Tana of this Mishnah who says that they blew when placing the Arovas by the Mizbech is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds that they did not blow when they were on the 10th step. Rabbi Chanina told a Braisa that when the Pasuk says the seemingly repetitive words of Yisku Ubachatzoitzrois, it teaches that each and every Musaf gets its own set of blowing, meaning if it's Shabbos and Sukkot, there are two Musafin, and therefore two sets of blowing. If that's true, the Mishnah should say that on Shabbos and Sukkot there were 51 blows, because each Musaf gets 9 blows. So Rav Zeir said, they would not blow at the opening of the gates on Shabbos, which means that Shabbos on Sukkot had the same total of 48. So Rava asked, number one, the Mishnah says that there were 3 blows at the opening of the gates every day, which seems to include Shabbos. Number two, even if the number of blows on Shabbos and Sukkot are equal to that of Friday and Sukkot, meaning 48, the Mishnah would be better to choose the example of Shabbos because it also gives the opportunity to demonstrate the point of Rav Acha Rachanina that each Musaf was accompanied by 9 blows. Rava said, there were no blows for the drawing of water on Shabbos because the water was not drawn on Shabbos, as we learned earlier in the Mishnah, which therefore means that there were 12 less blows. In fact, why doesn't the Mishnah use the example of Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, in which case there are 3 Musafim? There's the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, there's the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and Musaf of Shabbos, which each had 9 blows, and when added to the 21 of every day, results in 48 blows. So why didn't you give that example of 48? Mar says the Mishnah wants to use the example of Friday on Sukkah because it teaches the view of Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov that there were no blows on the 10th step, but there were blows when placing the Arovas at the Mizbeach. Why not give both examples? The Mishnah wanted to give one example, and therefore it picked one example and left out the others. And since it left out the other example, it left out this one of Rosh Hashanah that fell on Shabbos also. What were the other examples that were left out? Mar says it left out Erev Pesach, which also had 48 blows, because there was a set of 3 blows for each saying of Hallel, which was said 3 times by each of the 3 groups bringing the Karban Pesach. The Mishnah can be said to be following Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the third group bringing the Pesach never had time to even say Hallel once, because there were very few people in the group and the bringing of the Pesach went quickly. And therefore, the case of Erev Pesach is not considered to be left out, because that actually did not have 48 blows. The Mara said, we already said earlier, that the Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, because he counts each set as 1 blow. So therefore, it can't follow him, and therefore, Erev Pesach would be a case of 48 blows if it left out that example, or left out other examples as well. In fact, the Gemara, maybe the time of our Mishnah doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda regarding counting the sets as 1 blow, but does hold like him regarding Erev Pesach, in which case it can't be said to have been left out. If so, what else was left out besides Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah? Mar says the Mishnah left out Erev Pesach that falls on Friday, which had the additional 6 blows that signaled the oncoming Shabbos. The Mishnah said, "Ve'emay sifna ala boy mushmoina." What about Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, on which according to Rabbi Yehuda there are 51 blows, and according to Rabbanim there are 57 blows? The Mar said the Mishnah was discussing the maximum per day for a day that falls out every year. Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos is not an annual occurrence. That's why we're not referring to something like that. The example given by the Mishnah of Friday of Sukkot doesn't happen every year either, because it doesn't happen when the first day of Sukkot falls on Friday, because there's no drawing of water on the first day of Sukkot. Mar says Bezin doesn't allow the first day of Sukkot to fall on Friday, because that would mean that Yom Kippur would have to fall on a Sunday, which the Rabbanim didn't want to happen, because anyone who died on Shabbos would have to wait 2 days to be buried, and also the vegetables prepared for the break of the fast would no longer be fresh. So by Bazoi, the Rabbanim make sure that the first day of Sukkot never happens on a Friday, so that's why that's not discussed. Because, there always will be a Friday of Sukkot besides the first day, so that will happen every single year, and that's why that example is the one used by the Mishnah. In fact, our Mishnah and the Braisa discuss certain halachas that apply to Yom Kippur that falls on a Sunday, so we see they don't push it off. Our Mishnah, which holds that we play with the days to make sure Yom Kippur doesn't fall on Sunday, follows the Rabbanim. The Mishnah and the Braisa that say it's allowed to fall on a Sunday follows the Acherim. Fact Gemara, Braisa says when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, the song of Rosh Chodesh is sung for the Musaf and pushes away the song for Shabbos. This is problematic according to Rav Acha, who said earlier that each Karban Musaf gets its own set of blowing. Each Musaf should similarly get its own song as well. Mara says when the Braisa says it pushes away, it doesn't mean it pushes away in Ganzen. It means it pushes it into second place, so that the song for Rosh Chodesh is sung before the song for Shabbos with Avada. Both songs are sung. Fact Gemara, under the rule of Tardu Shein and Tardu Kaidim, the song of Shabbos should be sung first. Mar says this was an exception to that rule because Bezdin wanted to publicize that Rosh Chodesh was established on that day. In fact, Mar, we find a different method for publicizing that Rosh Chodesh was that day, meaning they used to, the pieces of Rosh Chodesh carbon were placed at the upper half of the ramp on the Mizbeach, whereas the pieces of the Tamidah and the Shabbos Musaf were placed in the lower half. So we see they publicized it already, so why would they have to publicize it also by putting the shear of Rosh Chodesh first? Mar says both methods were used because to try and ensure that it became known to as many people as possible.